the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Ever been through the drive-thru and you order at the little talk box and then you get to where you pay and you're like,
yeah,
I forgot to order a blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That happens, right?
Mm-hmm. It has.
Yeah. And what do they usually do? Sometimes they'll give it to you for free or they'll say, okay, well, here, you can pay extra now and
add it to the order.
Yeah, right. that's what happened.
Yeah. Pretty simple. Yeah. That is not what happened in this case. Oh, quite the opposite, in fact.
A Tim Hortons surveillance camera captures an employee throwing a cup of coffee on a customer.
You have burns?
No, not like that.
It was hot coffee.
A criminal investigation now underway, as is legal action against the restaurant.
She needs to be repaid for her emotional damage.
The person you're hearing now is an unfrozen caveman lawyer. Yes.
And on top of it, Tim Hortons needs to be punished.
Abdullah Mughni is representing Dusty Jackson, the woman on the receiving end of that cup of joe. It all went down after Timmy Ho's on North Line Road in Southgate. Listen in to the police.
Timmy Ho's?
I never heard of it put that way.
Timmy Ho.
I want to go there more now.
I know.
Tim Ho.
I'd also never heard of a Tim Hortons before I moved up here to Michigan. So if any of our Alabama friends are listening.
It's a
Dunkin'
place.
Donuts, essentially.
Kind of.
Like the Dunkin' Donuts of the Midwest.
Yeah, Tim Hortons.
They're from Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Canadian hockey player, and it's the Bible up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen in to the police body cam. Dusty explains it all started when the employee refused to add Timbits to her order after pulling up to the window.
I said, what do you mean? That's some bullshit. Why can't I add 10 Timbits?
All right, you don't argue with them. I mean, if they say they can't, then just go.
Yeah, just pull through again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, just add them.
Yeah. I mean, all
and
around.
Also, just don't throw coffee.
Let's just do these things.
I mean, she's lucky she wasn't really severely burned.
Yeah.
Well, they explain why the only thing keeping her from catching on fire was the fact that she got milk and sugar in her coffee.
Oh.
That's it.
10 Timbits. You haven't even gave me my change back. And they're like, well, we're on a timer. I said, I get that thing. She slammed the thing shut, you know, and I was like, what a like that. And she goes, she opens it up and threw the coffee in at me.
The employee in question.
Wow. That's funny that she's like, we're on a timer. You know, I want to be a good employee. 1 second later, here's your hot coffee, old skank.
Well, you know, they are on a timer.
Yeah, they've got to
get her out of here.
They got a deadline.
I will burn you away.
Like, that's the only way they can be fired is if they surpass the time that has been allotted.
Mm-hmm.
They can do anything else you
like
want.
Like at the employee meeting, they're going to be like, here you guys, Mallory was presented with an interesting work conundrum. She was going to break the timer rule.
Yeah.
So in order to get the customer to move on, she gave her coffee. Hot and fast.
Real fast.
Nice job, Mallory. Mm-hmm. You may choose one Timbit to eat.
Side note, maybe upgrade the security cameras here.
I don't know, Steve.
They're not great.
I'm thinking something hasn't been cleaned in a long time.
Or did they blur it intentionally?
I don't know. I mean, I think
because
that those
no one
two,
is technically in trouble yet.
I think those two blurs are people, but I'm not positive.
It looks like on Lost when the smoke monster started to lose favor back in the day, and they're like, just put it at night.
It's not impossible that the smoke monster had to get a job at Tim Hortons because there weren't a lot of gigs for it after Lost.
Yeah, it could be.
Also, everyone in this story is trash. Uh-huh. Every single person in it. I think this is just what happens. Like, if you're trash and you go to a place that employs trash people, well, sometimes you're going to get in a food fight.
Sometimes the trash takes out
and
the trash.
Yeah, sometimes you're going to get called a bitch through the window because you won't add donuts to an order.
Like, not just donuts.
So yeah, if you don't want someone to call you a name, quit being a Tim bitch.
This is so stupid.
I said Tim bitch, not Tim bitch.
This is all over.
It's just a big misunderstanding.
Yeah. Now, Tim bits are just donut holes. That's all they are.
Yeah, that's all. That's it. They have a little bit of Tim Horton in them.
It's a juicy bit of tid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The employee in question left the restaurant before police showed up.
Yeah.
But they have since identified her. She's a 16-year-old.
How'd they do that? I don't know. How'd they come up with that?
First they tried I don't know. She just started.
Since identified her. She's a 16-year-old kid. Mughni says Dusty lucked out that day. There was creamer and sugar in the coffee, which cooled down a bit.
Had she ordered black coffee, she would have been permanently disfigured from her face.
Oh, this guy's really trying hard. I know. What if she had ordered lava?
Had she ordered a cup of bullets shot straight into it from a gun, she'd have no face now.
To her torso, to her legs.
This is not the first time a Tim Hortons employee threw coffee at a customer. Another incident occurred in 2015.
Wow, two in 6 years? Close that damn place down.
My God, it's a scourge.
Oh my God.
Mugni says the company should have beefed up their policies to keep it from happening.
As a company, you should have had a policy that said you shouldn't throw coffee at the people.
You hire employees, you cut off their arms.
You could have started ordering anti-throw cups. You could have made it so that nothing cup size could fit out of the window. This is a travesty.
Anti-throw.
This guy's really going out of his way to try to get money from corporate, man.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
And he should.
Beef up your anti-coffee throwing policy. Come on.
Happening again.
The blame is not so much on the girl who threw the coffee.
It's on Tim Horton. They know that sometimes people have coffee fits.
And the blame is not on the girl who doesn't have any money. The blame is on the company that has more money than the 16-year-old girl.
And if GM had made a smaller window, there wouldn't have been that much coffee on them.
And that's why we're going for General Motors next.
That's right. It's just a fact.
The blame should be shifted to the guys in charge. The Tim Hortons Corporation, which allows this franchise and hundreds of other franchises to poorly train, supervise, and employ their employees.
I want this guy to get coffee thrown in his face so badly.
Yeah. He does,
He's
too.
He's the worst thing in America. He's Jackie Chiles from Seinfeld.
Every day he wakes up and prays for an accident.
You know he's successful, though, because you don't have a gaudy room and watch like that without winning a few cases.
Yeah, nope. Right. He has some very expensive-looking things all over the place.
Hotel lobby somewhere.
It is very beige in the background.
Tim Hortons released a statement saying, "We do not comment on pending litigation. However, I can say that Tim Hortons franchisees are expected to meet our brand's strict standards and high expectations for guest experience, and that we are looking into the matter with the franchisee."
This reporter
operates.
Has a hint of a lisp, and Tim Hortons put out a statement with the most S's and X's in it possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The restaurant. Hassan Gate PD says they plan on sending this case to the Wayne County prosecutor for a charging decision. In Southgate, I'm Randy Wembley, and this is The Edge.
The Edge. Oh, Timmy Hose.
Now we have to send you over to a Zatarain's on Sassafras Boulevard, where there's been a sucker souping.
You guys are just messing with me. Come on.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Don't be awful. So Thursday is Thanksgiving, as you know.
Yeah.
Joe's hosting Thanksgiving at his house.
I am. I sure am.
Have you ever done anything like that before?
No.
Mm-mm. Are you cooking it or you're having it prepared?
I am reheating it.
You're reheating it. Good for you.
Yeah.
Are you having traditional Thanksgiving fare or are you getting like a taco bar or something?
Nope. It's traditional-ish. It's all from barbecue joints. So I'm getting a brined, roasted, and smoked and fried turkey.
Mm, wow.
And then a smoked ham. And then all sorts of barbecue smoked things.
Holy crap.
That's going to be the best Thanksgiving you've ever seen in your life.
That sounds magical.
Yeah.
I might come.
You want to come over?
Kind of.
Come on, man.
I do.
I'll just stop by and get some leftovers.
Yeah, you can do. I'll have them.
Yeah, just show up in Tupperware.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we're going to do the annual How Are You Going to Ruin Thanksgiving? Probably tomorrow or Wednesday. I'm not sure. We might do it Wednesday because that's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the things that bad. This is the agreed list of things that bad Thanksgiving guests will do. 1, surprise the host with last minute dietary requests.
Oh, God.
Like
no
text
problem
morning
there
of Thanksgiving. I'm allergic to nuts.
No issue.
I'm vegan or whatever.
Yeah.
Number two.
Oh, can we guess?
Please.
Don't tell the host that you're showing up with like three extra people.
Oh, that would be bad.
Yeah, showing up with people who weren't invited. Yeah,
I'd imagine it's more like, don't talk about your vaxxing or politics.
Yeah, those are a given.
Or someone says that they are going to bring a dish, but shows up empty-handed.
Number two,
don't
show up empty-handed or with a surprise dish. Even if it's not a potluck, ask if there's anything you can bring. Beer and wines are things you can always grab last minute. Don't show up with a surprise side dish like your famous stuffing that'll put their stovetop to shame. And don't critique their food.
Well, definitely don't critique
pretty obvious
their food.
No.
I mean, do it behind their back with everybody else who's like, oh, those mashed potatoes are kind of dry, guys, right?
Your criticism can only be, this is delicious.
This is amazing. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if somebody showed up with a surprise dish that's more of a dessert. Like, hey, this is a family, you know, awesome recipe that we have, and this is the most delicious cookies ever.
Yeah, but see, you run the risk of then bringing something that is already there. Like, somebody did that once at a Thanksgiving. My dad was always famous for his apple pies, and then somebody else brought an apple pie, and my dad had slaved over an apple pie, and then you go, oh, well, this is good one.
Yeah.
Was your dad fussy?
No, not really.
I was going to say, your dad.
He would never say anything. Ever. But the rest of us were thinking it.
Hands in his pockets, looking down at the ground, just kicking rocks.
I'm glad you didn't, this, but you brought that.
Nobody ate my pie.
No, nobody ate the other pie.
Number three, don't expect oven space, losers. If you're bringing something that needs to be heated up, let them know.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing better than when you invite people over to your house and then somebody takes over your oven while you're trying to cook dinner for everybody.
Okay, I'm about to go off. We had a Friendsgiving. Oh. This is back home. This is years ago, and I still haven't gotten over it. And we all had to bake something or bring something. And I was simple, in charge of mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. And so I get there, and I get all the drippings, mix them in. They're still nice and hot. But then one of our friends brought mac and cheese that still needed to be cooked. She put it in when everybody else was like either taking what they had warmed up out, assuming that she just needs to warm it up for 5 or 10 minutes and everything can sit pretty fine. 30 minutes later,
she needed to cook.
Everything was room temperature except for her mac and cheese.
You just
and
quit
just
at
like,
that point. Yeah,
I don't care for that.
It's a good way.
No, you shouldn't care
it's
awful.
For it.
It's like, really obnoxious.
I make good potatoes, you know? Suddenly they're room temperature.
Yeah. Ugh. Everybody's blaming you.
Butter's not going to melt in those.
Yeah, but that's way to make your dish look amazing. If
I
you're
know,
the one.
And it wasn't. Her mac and cheese was delicious.
Yeah, it's because it was warm and fresh.
Yeah,
not
it's
like
the only thing worth eating.
Pathetic potatoes. Yeah.
Yeah. Room temp. Who wants that?
A couple of texts from this segment that meanders to different topics. This text, I lost it at anti-throw cups and I'm not recovered yet. Jerry Remy voice, here comes the coffee. This text, is it mansplaining if it's Kelly and she's explaining what a coffee shop is to all of us?
Yeah, but if you don't know what a Tim Hortons is, you got to paint the picture for a person, you know?
Yeah, I think you were fine on that one. That person's being overly critical.
Yeah.
I mean, I doubt if anybody could have figured it out, though.
Yeah, Google probably, is right at the palm of your hands if you choose to use it.
Shop and donuts.
A drive-through window.
What is that like?
This tip from
just saying.
This Thanksgiving tip. Don't cry when your drunk dad throws the football at you too hard.
Yeah, exactly. You're just going to get it harder.
Let's see. 1-800-947-3979. My cousin shows up late every year with his family, yells over everyone about his political view, and then follows me around asking when I'll stop being a lesbian. I'm a trans man before using the same spoon to dish everything.
You're a trans man, and he thinks you're a lesbian. He doesn't know the difference between a trans man and a
what
lesbian.
An awful person.
Wow.
Why does this person get invited?
You just have to
yell louder and yell that you're not a lesbian.
Right. Using the same spoon to dish everything while saying he prefers his wife's grandmother's cooking instead of this. It's hell, but I kind of can't get enough of it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, then there you go.
That's funny.
I mean,
I mean, it's not funny if it like is tormenting, but you know, if you can take it.
But if it's like, I mean,
why not?
You're somebody who likes awful reality television and living it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A couple more tips. Don't arrive too early or show up starving. It's common for Thanksgiving to start a little later than planned. Don't overserve yourself. You know, don't get drunk at Thanksgiving when you're a guest.
Yeah, unless that's tradition for all of you.
I was about to say, hold up, what?
Like some people, that's the whole point of the entire festivity.
Yeah, do it. Who cares?
When you would have family Thanksgiving, how long, like my family was like, especially on my dad's side, they were farmers. And so farmers, you ate lunch at noon, dinner at 5. That was it. That's how it went. And so Thanksgiving was always like right at noon, maybe 12:30 if things ran a little late. But everybody would stick around, and so we'd stay there, and you'd get there at like 11, eat at noon or 12:30, get done. Everybody would fall asleep in the house that got to be 150 degrees because too many people were in it. And then they'd make like turkey sandwiches for dinner and have leftovers. Did you guys do that too?
No, we always did really early dinner.
Yeah, we always eat at like 3.
Like we do 2:30. We do instead of breakfast, lunch, then dinner. You'd just do like a brunch a little bit early, maybe around 10:30.
Yeah.
And then but dinner would start like first course would start probably around 2:30, 3:00.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Instead of eating two meals.
And then everyone's passed out by 5:15.
Yeah, that's not great.
It is great.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I just want to eat a lot and take a nap. That's all.
Right.
Is that too much to ask?
Nope. That's all you want. That is what Thanksgiving is.
Mm-hmm.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.